This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today we get an update on the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program and the latest on enforcing dairy provisions with Canada and Mexico. Joining us is Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Now, Chris, let's first start with CFAP, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, which has already been paying out to dairy farmers. But for those that have been too busy and haven't applied, there's a little bit more breathing room?
Yes, this is the most important financial assistance for dairy farmers as well as producers of other commodities. And so far, Bill, only about half of the $16 billion allocated by Congress for the program has been claimed by farmers and ranchers. So our organization and a lot of other farm groups earlier this month had contacted the U.S. Department of Agriculture and said, hey, give farmers another opportunity, give them some more time to sign up for the program. So the U.S. made the decision about 10 days ago to extend the CFAP enrollment deadline to Friday, September 11th. So this is certainly good news for those farmers who, either because they're busy with other things or they've got other distractions, haven't yet enrolled in the program. One of the other things that we included in the request to USDA is to increase the flexibility in how certain farm business structures, particularly those businesses held as trusts, are treated under the payment limitation guidelines. One of the concerns we have is that farms in certain parts of the country, particularly in the West, may be unfairly restricted from full access to the CFAP. So we are hoping going forward that USDA will look upon some of these applications with a little more flexibility to give farmers the maximum benefit that they can get from the CFAP payments. The other thing, Bill, is that the USDA will soon be paying out the remaining roughly $2 billion in additional CFAP money. That represents the 20% holdback that they didn't pay out initially. They wanted to make certain they had enough money in the pot to cover the remaining 20% for farmers of all commodities. And so that should raise the total payouts to dairy farmers, those who've enrolled so far, to about $1.6 billion. So again, it's very, very helpful. And that money, the direct payments, combined with the purchases made by USDA this year through the Farmers to Families Food Box program, those have both really lifted up the economic situation for dairy farmers and prevented what could have been just a disastrous collapse in prices from something that hopefully most farmers can endure.
And the website farmers.gov has more information about the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. I'll switch gears and talk about our neighbors to the north and south, Canada and Mexico. And there seems to be a lot of focus lately on the dairy market access provisions with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Yes, certainly the USMCA promises some additional benefits to dairy farmers if the other countries, Canada and Mexico, agree to abide by not just the spirit of the law, but also the letter of it. So we were really pleased to see 104 members of the House of Representatives, Democrats as well as Republicans, jointly sign a letter last week urging the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Trade Representative's Office to ensure that both those countries adhere to the dairy market access provisions that they agreed to in the USMCA. In particular, what we're concerned with is Canada backsliding on its commitments to eliminate its Class 6 and 7 milk price classifications, which allow it to unfairly dump products on the world market. And then where Mexico is, what we're concerned with is making certain that geographic indications, the so-called common food names, don't come unfairly into play in an effort that reduces the ability of U.S. cheese companies to sell their products down in Mexico. So those are both things that bear watching as we go forward. And we just wanted to make Congress to make certain that they let the Trump administration know that this is something that bears watching as we go through 2020 and into next year.
And thank you for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Who's listening to Farm Radio? Recent studies show 82% of farmers listen to their local farm radio station at least 4 days a week. Thanks for being part of that 82%. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Coming up tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday, it's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. He'll be talking about heat stress and the best way to handle summer ventilation issues. That's coming up tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.